This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out, he'll be back on Friday. And in the meantime, ladies, let's just recap. We have the World Series, game number 6 tonight. Halloween's in the books. Now we're focusing on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we are one crazy week away from Election Day. The FBI yesterday began loading a bunch of emails belonging to top aide to Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, into a special computer program that would allow the bureau analysts to determine whether they contain classified information, according to law enforcement officials. The software should allow them to learn relatively quickly just how many emails are copies of messages that the FBI already has read as part of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private server. The FBI completed that investigation in July. They decided not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton, and they thought, in the Clinton camp at least, they thought that this was all behind them. Investigators are working quickly, but whether or not they will complete their review by Election Day is pretty unclear, and I would say if I were a guessing woman, probably not possible. They've been under intense pressure from officials in both parties to get things done and sort it out so that the American people know what's going on.
Right.
But James Comey has made it pretty clear, he's the head of the FBI, that he's not talking. He basically wrote a letter to Congress to amend his testimony back in July that the investigation was closed. Now he said he wanted to amend that to say that it is reopened again. But from all accounts, he's not talking about it, and he's going to let the investigators do their thing. According to many sources yesterday, word came out that the Department of Justice had asked him not to do this, but he said he felt that he had to because it was the right thing to do. He had a lot of agents who also felt very strongly about this happening. And so all of that pressure on Jim Comey, he led to that letter on Friday. Now, the hard part is when you don't know what exactly is being investigated, how do you make a decision to vote? And, you know, at this point, there's so many elements to the candidates, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that are flawed, that it seems to me you just have to vote on the platform. You look at their website, listen to their talking points, and vote on the platform, because it's possible if Hillary Clinton gets elected, you could be having a President Tim Kaine. And so basically what you have to assume is that whatever the candidates are running on is the platform that they're going to implement. That would be the same no matter who's in charge. So,
right.
So go with the platform, I guess, and good luck. There's just this election cycle is so crazy. I know most people will not be sad to see it end. Tesla also in the news today, ladies. Their founder and CEO, Elon Musk, wasn't kidding around when he said that the new Tesla solar roof product was better looking than an ordinary roof. The roofing replacement from Tesla features tiles with solar energy gathering powers that has home builders very excited. It's a far cry from what's very obvious now, the somewhat weird sort of aftermarket panels that you see applied to roofs after the fact today. Well, now this new solar roofing comes in four distinct styles that Tesla presented at the event, including textured glass tile, slate glass tile, Tuscan glass tile, and smooth glass tile. Each of these achieves a different aesthetic, but all resembled fairly closely, you know, to current roofing material style. Each is transparent to solar, but appears opaque when viewed from an angle. Really cool. The current versions of the tiles actually have a 2% loss on efficiency, so 98% of what you'd normally get from a traditional solar panel. But Tesla is working with 3M to improve the coating on the tiles. I think this is great because one of the things that always turns me off about solar is just how hunky it can look.
Yes.
Depending on the positioning and how much you can see your roof from the street or from the yard. And I think for Tesla to come up with something kind of sleek and cool, I mean, more power to them, this will be a big seller.
Absolutely. I mean, they haven't mentioned pricing yet, but I think that they're aiming to have it be on par with, you know, higher end tiles that you would put on your roof. I didn't even know Tesla was working on this. I mean, I know Elon Musk is all about solar and everything, but to me, this is just like, how did we not have this? What did we do before Elon Musk started inventing
this?
Yeah, this is amazing. I don't know about in New York City or where in the neighborhood where you live, Jen, but in my parents' neighborhood, I mean, these are everywhere now. People used to come around and, you know, start selling the solar panel roofing tiles, and now every street of my neighborhood has at least multiple houses with giant panels on the top, and they're so ugly looking.
Yeah.
You can see them and you think, okay, well, obviously a lot of people are using these. They must be, you know, working well. But it would be nice to actually have something that kind of goes with the aesthetic of the house and doesn't make everything, you know, all the hard work that you've put into your house looking nice.
And this is going to be important for new construction, because this is, you know, when you're designing a house, you don't want to build a big, beautiful house and then add those awkward looking panels on top.
Yeah.
This is worth a Google. If you're at your office desk or if you're driving and when you get to your office, this is definitely worth a Google. These tiles are really beautiful. I couldn't believe it when I saw some of the pictures that Tesla released yesterday. It's incredible. Like, I still am blown away by his mind and the ingenuity. What did we do before we had Tesla?
Well, yeah,
it's amazing.
Really amazing at coming up with solution for problems that I didn't really even know we needed a solution for. But once he comes up with it, you're like, oh yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
I know. I think it's really cool. I mean, especially if you are not going to be in your house forever. I mean, one of the things, if you're trying to sell a house, is that with these solar panels, you're not going to really take them with you.
Right.
And you put the investment into them. You want to get that money back from another person who comes in to buy the house. But if it is kind of an eyesore or if it is sort of hokey, does that detract from people wanting to purchase your product, basically, your house? And so this is really, I mean... Again, props to Elon Musk, props to the people at Tesla, because this is something that I think was much needed, and it looks, I mean, really, you look at these pictures and all the different styles, they look fantastic. All right, up ahead, vanity plates. We've all seen them. I have very strong opinions about vanity plates and
stuff
to buy, apparently. We'll have the story for you next. It's 14 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Starting November 4th at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all clearance bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. This sale starts November 4th, and the savings won't last long. Make your appointment at David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara at the controls, Dougie out. He'll be back on Friday. And ladies, vanity plates, I have such a love-hate with them because, okay, how do I put this lightly? I think people that have vanity plates are sort of narcissistic.
Sort of? Yeah. Hence the name vanity plates.
Right. Okay, so if you feel the need to, like, write your name or smoking hot mom on the back of the car, more power to you. But at least make it something that we can figure out. There's nothing worse than having a car in front of you that you know is a vanity plate, and you're sitting there in traffic trying to figure out what the heck the license plate says. I mean, it makes you want to throw something at the car.
I like
what
that.
Is that?
I like it. It gives me a little bit of a challenge while I'm driving.
You do? Oh,
yeah. I mean, as long as I can figure it out. If it's something dumb enough. I saw one that was Justin Bieber one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a nice car, too, and I was like, ooh.
Was it really him, do you think?
I don't think it was him. I just think it was someone obsessed with him.
Well, wow.
It's a little
for
sad.
High rollers in the United Arab Emirates, no car is complete without a single-digit license plate. The oil-rich country's wealthy elite are now willing to drop millions of dollars to get their hands on one. This is so crazy. There's a property developer, Balwander Sahini, in Dubai. Is that good? He wanted a coveted plate bearing the number 5. And he wanted it so much that he bid $33 million, whatever the currency in Dubai is, $9 million American money. For it at a government auction earlier this month, it was one of the largest sums ever spent on the license plate, although still lower than the $14 million record set in 2008 by Abu Dhabi businessmen. The single-digit plates now adorn 2 of his 6 Rolls-Royce cars, and this just seems to me, I mean, I get why you want these low numbers. I mean, that's kind of fun to have just like the number 5 on the back of your car. But man, for $9 million, do you know what we could do with that money?
Yes. I mean, obviously this guy has so much that is literally pocket change.
Also, why would you get 6 Rolls Royces? Why wouldn't you,
I think he wants the license plates to be 1 through 6.
Right. Yeah. He said that since Dubai has no income tax, he sees the hefty license plate purchase fee as his contribution to the public. He thinks the money will go to charity and towards improving the city's infrastructure. Now, Dubai's Roads and Transport Authority declined to comment on how the proceeds from that license plate will actually be spent.
How do you make that much money and be that naive at the same time?
I know, right? I don't know. I guess the authority holds several of these auctions a year. Bids can start in the millions for these license plates, and I don't know. I just, who knew this was such a big thing? Too bad we don't own the number 5. We'd be set for life.
I know. Do you have vanity plates? You don't, right?
No.
Okay.
No. I like to be anonymous. You know, my dad does. My dad has CRN, which is the name of our business, and he's like got the whole fleet: CRN 1, CRN 2, CRN 3. But come on. I like to be anonymous.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Don't draw extra attention.
Exactly. Let us know what you think. You can tweet us. We're on Twitter at DJ V Show, at On Air Victoria, at Jennifer Horn, or at C Shillen on Twitter. Let us know what you think about vanity plates. Yes or no? I always go with the no. Stay anonymous, people. 21 past the hour.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Chilling at the controls. Dougie out. He'll be back on Friday. And this is Miranda Lambert, ladies. After kicking off her American tour, Miranda Lambert has released Keeper of the Flame. This was the name, actually, the headlining name of her tour. It's the second single from her upcoming album, The Weight of These Wings. It was written by Natalie Hemby, who Miranda Lambert has also used in previous albums. She's a writer of Baggage Claim, Smokin' and Drinkin', White Liar, Only Prettier, and Girl Crush co-writer Liz Rose. Keeper of the Flame is kind of an arena rock power ballad about resilience, self-worth, delivered by Miranda Lambert, who just went through that divorce 1 year after her public split, very public, from Blake Shelton. Yeah. And this is kind of it's good. Music critics say Vice, which is the first single from The Weight of These Wings, explored the dark depths of post-breakup life. Then Flame focuses on something brighter, more constructive, what you come out of after that dark period. It's due out, this new album, The Weight of These Wings, due out November 18th. It's got 24 new songs, by the way, on it. It's a huge album.
Big album, yeah.
Yeah.
She must have been working on this for several years.
Well, and I think she added a lot with the divorce that probably slowed her down and also bulked up her song offering. She did a couple of co-writing projects with her boyfriend, Anderson East, backup singer Gwen Sebastian, who, by the way, was on Team Blake on The Voice.
Really?
And, some solo artists, Foy Vance, Lucy Silvas, Brent Cobb, and Mando Saenz. We want to say? Yeah, the great thing about Team Blake, I told you, is that if I were going to be on The Voice, he actually gets these people working. And Gwen Sebastian toured with Blake as a backup singer and now co-writing with Miranda. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
All right, also, some sad news to report in the world of country music. Curly Putman, who's a composer who enriched the American Country Songbook, he wrote classics like He Stopped Loving Her Today,
which is the saddest song ever.
Sad, sad song. The Green Green Grass of Home, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, and My Elusive Dreams. He died over the weekend on Sunday, the 30th of October. At the age of 85. Real country. Oh, so good. As Doug would say, let's crank it up here. I guess he'd been in ill health for some time, ladies, but according to his friend and co-writer Bobby Braddock, who eulogized him on Facebook, he was still crafting songs just a few days before his death.
Wow.
His real name, Curly, surprisingly, wasn't it? It was Claude Putman Jr. was born November the 20th, 1930, in Princeton, Alabama. He was the son of a sawmill worker, a trade Putman himself would pursue briefly. His first major success was I Think I Know, which was a top 10 hit in 1960 for Marion Worth. According to Braddock, who shared writing credit with Putman on George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today, and Tammy Wynette's D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Roger Miller discovered the aspiring songwriter when Curly was working in a shoe store. He moved to Nashville back in 1964. He signed on as a staff writer to Tree Publishing, and the following year was when he hit the big time with Green Green Grass of Home. That was a top five hit for Porter Wagoner, and of course, recorded by Elvis, Tom
Everyone
Jones.
Recorded that song, my God.
Everybody,
gosh.
Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, it was a monster hit. He also wrote Dolly Parton's first chart single, which was Dumb Blonde, that reached the top 30 in 1967. So, good thoughts to the family of Curly Putman. It's 28 past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then, the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle, so the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, "If you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. Stepped away for a minute. She's on her way to her next job. And Doug, of course, is on vacation. He'll be back with us on Friday. We now welcome to the show a wonderful psychic and friend to the show, Victoria Bullis. How are you doing, Victoria?
Well, I think I'm coming down with something, so I totally apologize for my throaty voice today.
You know,
but I'm good.
It's going around. Everyone seems to be coming down with something now. I mean, the weather changed so rapidly across the country. So, I mean, Jen's battling a cough. I'm battling a sore throat. You're battling something.
No. You know what? It's funny. I can help you with your sore throat later. I can do almost anything for anybody else, but for myself, different story.
Well, you know,
I'll
it's actually
with sore throat later.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, actually, we are going to get some of your favorite self-healing tips. We first want to get some celebrity news out of the way. So Mariah Carey had a big week. She is no longer engaged to Australian businessman James Packer. And all the latest reports seem to be conflicting. Some say it was too much spending on her part. And her camp seems to be saying Scientology has gotten in the way. What's your read on that?
Okay, so I was out to do dinner with a friend, an actor friend, and his girlfriend, two nights before it was announced. And so he was mentioning different people he knows, and he mentioned her. And I said, you know what? I don't see that relationship going on any longer. In fact, right, even maybe this week, I feel that she's going to break up with him. And so the first thing, when I woke up that morning, when it was announced, I hadn't seen the news. It was overnight. And the first email was from him, and he said, spot on. I went, what does he mean by that? And I saw it. And I feel it's, first of all, first and foremost, two enormous egos.
Yeah.
And conflicting with each other. Now, he is still enamored of her, and he wants her back. And she kind of wants him back, too. I believe, when I say kind of, that's sort of fudging around, 75% she'd like him back, because they did have something together.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was the spending of the Scientologist saying that, but it was also that she was trying to get him to, I don't know why I got this word in my head, I used to live in Asia, kowtow to him. It's an old Chinese phrase where you give obeisances to somebody. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't do it. He started getting obstinate. And that's one of his stubbornness. That's one of his traits. So I feel that there's right now a 47% chance of them getting back together. That's quite close to 50-50.
That's so pretty accurate. 47. That's very specific. 47% chance.
I always do that. I studied quantum physics back in the 1980s, and I have never seen anything other than a percent of probability. For accountants out there and so on, it's like a balance sheet. It changes every day, or
wow.
I say every minute. And that includes the wellness tips you just mentioned, or something
yeah.
about wellness you just alluded to that you wanted me to do today.
Yeah.
Everything changes all the time.
Right.
Everything you say, do, and think changes things in a relationship, health, or whatever. So, I'm not a betting person, but I'd lay my 50 cents on the fact that they're going to give it a try in a little while. And he does love her a lot, enough that I feel he's going to start thinking twice about Scientology. Doesn't mean he's going to leave it, but he's certainly going to evaluate it.
All right, well,
there's
that's
a lot
our
of advisors in his own family and business advisors out of Scientology, too.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading, too. Well, that's the skinny on Mariah Carey and her broken-off engagement. Victoria Bullis, friend of the show and our psychic and spiritual advisor. So she says there's a 47% chance that they'll get back together. So speaking, going through a breakup or going through any type of health issue, there are more things that we can do to help ourselves through difficult times, whether it's something serious like cancer or something like fighting a common cold. And Victoria, I know this is something you're very passionate about. What are some tips on, what are some of your best tips on how to self-heal?
All right, so it's something I am passionate about. I have seen so many, over all the years I've been doing this, I've seen so many people turn things around that where there was no hope. And one person just came to mind, I did not work with her, would have loved to, and would love to meet her again. I met her a couple of times, is a woman that was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She played Rhoda. What's her name?
Mary Lou Henner?
Yes, exactly.
Right? Is that right? She's on Dancing with the Stars right now. Yeah.
What?
She's on Dancing with the Stars right now, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. But she just came to mind this minute. Well, she was told she had 6 weeks to 3 months to live four or five years ago. So she's turned around. She was very she's a very spiritual person because I just said I met her a few times. But love that woman. Expect to mention her. It just came up to me to say that. All right, so here is one tip. the way I've said it for 20 some years is, if you have something really serious like cancer, the way I say it is, you don't have the luxury of spending one single second on anything negative, including the news, listening to gossip, you know, being angry in a car line. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the reasons that we get ill, even if, you know, here I am coughing away, I'm laughing at myself, is something deeper inside. There's an issue that ends up coming to the surface. And cancer and multiple sclerosis are pretty commonly these days known as anger-based diseases.
Mm.
So start looking at only things positive. And I mean, for entertainment, chick flicks or something like that.
Right.
The Animal Planet, things along those lines.
Yeah.
Start doing affirmations. Anything you can find or download on YouTube about positive thinking. I discovered recently a wonderful website. It's free. It's called meditativemind.org, and they have all sorts of chants.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients that I've been helping with a serious illness told me about it, and I really like it, meditativemind.org.
I've actually been on that website.
Chants and so on, so I really suggest that. And
chanting
then,
is very powerful. Yeah,
chanting works. Is before you go to sleep at night, surrender the whole thing. Ask mm-hmm. for divine support to
yes.
wake up the next morning healthier and happier than you were today.
Absolutely.
And then
that's
in the morning,
tip.
No matter how you feel, give thanks for feeling better.
That's
you
perfect.
You retrain your brain and emotions by doing this.
That is so
and,
good.
And those little tips are gold.
Yep. We talked earlier with Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and she suggests being happy. So happiness is key. Gratitude is key. Thank you so much, Victoria Bullis. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 42 past the hour.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton, and be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Acre 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's
fly. I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses, and maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, the DJ Fee Show. I am V, Victoria Keelan. Kara Sherlin is at the controls at our studio in Washington. And we're going to talk about some fall soups, which is one of my favorite things to make in the fall. Really quick, though, I do want to say, totally botched the Mary Lou Henner thing. It's not Mary Lou Henner. Thank you to our listener, Deb. It was actually Valerie Harper is the actress that we were trying to think of during that last segment with Victoria Bullis. Anyway, so moving on, we've got some delicious fall, heartwarming, and stomach-satisfying soup recipes. Katie Workman joins us now. She is a cookbook author and a mom and a blogger. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So what are some great soup ideas for the fall? I mean, the weather's changing now. The leaves are changing if you're in northern states. What are some of your favorites to make in the fall?
Well, I love making soup, but today I'm thrilled to be here on behalf of Garden Fresh Gourmet and their new line of refrigerated fresh soups. And I was just hearing you talk about chicken soup for the soul, and this is actually chicken soup for your stomach. So we have a bunch. They have four great flavors that are traditional sort of crowd pleasers, but with a little bit of a kick with something a little bit more modern. So there's chicken noodle soup with kale. There's tomato soup with Parmesan. There's broccoli cheddar soup with Parmesan.
Oh, nice.
It's delicious, creamy, and so warming. And I think my favorite, the chicken tortilla soup with the roasted chilies. And they're all made in small batches, and you can find them in the refrigerated section of your supermarket, and they're just landing now.
And that's Garden Fresh Gourmet is the brand?
That's right, exactly.
That is great. I mean, there's nothing better than soup for lunch on a cold day. And if you don't have time to make your soup in advance on a weekend, which I always try to make a big batch on Sundays, but this is such a great, it's such a great thing to grab, have it in your fridge or just, you know, on your way to work to take it with you. That is wonderful. And I love the chicken soup that has kale in it. That you never ever see that. Unless you make it at home from scratch, you never find that. That's great.
Exactly. And when you look at the ingredient list of all of these soups, you're going to recognize everything on it. And they are the ingredients that you would use if you were making these soups. And they're probably the ingredients you have in your fridge or your pantry. But the difference is, of course, that when you have a craving for soup, soup is not usually an immediate gratification kind of a dish.
Exactly.
That takes time. But in this case, and I was just telling my friend, my younger son has taken to eating soup for breakfast. And if anyone, you know, that's like to be able to just reach in, and it's an unusual breakfast, but honestly, it works. It's nutritious. It feels like really soothing, a great start to the day. So I love having these soups around.
And I love the chicken tortilla soup. I always have to add a little bit of extra cheese on top and a little bit of sour cream. I love topping tortilla soup with that. And these are things, you know, this is great for family night. If you, like you said, if you don't have the time, making any kind of chicken soup is a big, big process. So having a shortcut with Garden Fresh Gourmet brand in the refrigerated section of your store, I'm excited to go and find these in my local grocery store as well. I love the beans and the grains and everything that's on trend. This feels so, like you said, it's a modern twist on these classic flavors. I love it.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if you feel like you want to just make something to go with, I always feel like cornbread is the perfect accompaniment to almost any soup, and it certainly is for these four flavors. And I came up with a cheddar cornbread that has cheddar cheese in the cornbread and on top, and that recipe is on themom100.com. And then speaking of toppings, as you were, I was, you know, the chicken tortilla soup, some of the other things you could put on top of it are, you know, always an extra handful of crushed tortilla chips, or maybe some, for a change of pace, something a little bit different. You might do some toasted pumpkin seeds. That's another.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, it's just like fun crunch and just something different. And just for, you know, the chicken noodle soup with kale, you could do regular soup crackers or be more adventurous and sort of cute if you have kids to throw on some goldfish crackers. And, you know, sometimes I put popcorn on the tomato soup. So you can have fun.
I've never thought of popcorn on tomato soup, but that works too. That's great. Katie Workman joins us. She's telling us all about the brand new Garden Fresh Gourmet, brand new line of refrigerated soups. You can find incredibly exciting flavors, modern twists on all the classics. Thank you so much, Katie. It's 50 past the hour, DJ V Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Victoria Keelan. That's Kara Schillen at the controls, and you are listening to the lovely sounds of Rambo. Obviously, Halloween is over. Welcome, Chuck Curry, our movie guru. Now, Chuck, why are we listening to Rambo?
Well, first, I just want to point out and say Merry Christmas.
I know, right?
We got to start. Well, we're listening to Rambo. I don't know if it's much to my surprise or this was inevitable, but Millennium Films, who controls the rights to the Rambo franchise, announced that they're going to reboot Rambo and have a young actor other than Sylvester Stallone play that signature character. Stallone starred in four Rambo movies, the first being in 1982, First Blood. I'm a big fan of the franchise. Other than Rocky, this is his most infamous character, but I don't know if the public really wants to see another Rambo, especially with an actor other than Sylvester Stallone. What do you think?
You know, off the air, we were just talking about how wonderful the movie Creed is, and of course, Sylvester Stallone won the Golden Globe for that performance, and he is so good in the movie. And I don't know that that movie would have taken off at all if it didn't have him in it. Can Rambo actually be a franchise without some sort of place for him in a supporting role?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be. I'm going to say he's not going to be supporting in this film. Although that you would think that would have been the idea to have him playing aging Rambo and then have a younger protege. Usually that's the way they reboot franchises. But
it bridges the gap of the generations too.
Yeah,
you know,
there's something
for everybody.
But I'm glad that the announcement was not a reboot of Rocky, because I don't think that's anything I would like to see, or the fan base, which is pretty legion with the Rocky franchise.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody wants to see another actor play Rocky other than Stallone. Other news, Disney announcing another live-action reboot. This is going to be Snow White this time. They currently have Beauty and the Beast currently in production in live-action form with Emma Watson playing the character of Belle. They just released a small teaser trailer a few months ago. Also going to do live-action versions, which we announced on the show, of The Lion King and Aladdin. And a lot of this has come about, Victoria, because The Jungle Book live-action, which came out earlier this year, one was really good and two made a lot of money.
You know, I think as a show, Jen and Kara and I are so excited for the live-action Beauty and the Beast. I mean, I just watching the little teaser, it gives me goosebumps. I cannot wait to see this movie, but I'm not that excited to see Snow White, because we just had Snow White in the form of Kristen Stewart and Charlize Theron, and I feel like we just got over that, so I don't know why they would do Snow White next.
I don't disagree with you there. November box office should start to pick up this Friday. Two major releases, Doctor Strange, Marvel superhero, getting real good reviews, and also Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, the fastest World War II film, which is getting great reviews. I wonder, Mel Gibson recently the other day said in an interview, it's basically quoting him, paraphrasing, "It's time for Hollywood to forgive me." And if this movie delivers, I think the possibility of it getting Oscar nominations is, I think, pretty solid.
Well, you know, Andrew Garfield, who's the star, who plays the medic, who's a pacifist, he has been in so many different types of movies. We all kind of first took notice of him in The Social Network, and he was phenomenal in that, playing opposite Jesse Eisenberg. And then he's just gone on to do so many other interesting things like Spider-Man, and it's this movie looks like this is the next big leap for him as an actor into the next realm of his career.
He currently has a movie in production, or maybe it wrapped, where the director is Martin Scorsese. So usually when these young actors work with major talent as a director, their career certainly goes to the highest of levels, and I think that appears the case with Andrew Garfield. I just want to point out before we leave, yesterday was the birthday of the late John Candy. He would have been 66 years of age.
Uncle Buck. I love John Candy. Oh, he was only 66.
Yeah, Planes, Automobiles, maybe his best film.
Yes, that is a really good movie. Oh, my God. I laugh every time he's in the car and they get pulled over. Do you think this vehicle's safe to drive? Yes, I do. That is such a great movie. So coming up this weekend, Hacksaw Ridge, right? That's the big November release. And what was the other one?
Doctor Strange, which is another Marvel superhero film. And like I said the other day on air, Marvel literally can do no wrong, because just about everything they touch turns into box office gold. And the public embraces their product because it's usually extremely well done.
Yes, and that's Benedict Cumberbatch, right, is the star of Doctor Strange. That's he's more well-known as Sherlock Holmes around the world. People just love his interpretation of that character. So this is kind of cool for him to step into some superhero boots.
Yeah,
all these actors making all these superhero movies.
I'm sure the paycheck was pretty good, too.
Oh, I'm sure it definitely didn't hurt. All right, thanks, Chuck Curry, on air with DJV.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.